is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Missile fails. Trump tweets. I'm Christopher Cruz. Another failure of a North Korean missile. This one, a mid-range ballistic missile, fired early Saturday local time. It's being seen as a message to the U.S. by North Korea that it won't back down. Correspondent Alexandra Field in Seoul says the missile exploded shortly after takeoff.
Officials here in South Korea and in the U.S. are both describing the latest missile launch as a failed attempt, the third failed attempt this month, the sixth missile launch test from North Korea just since the start of the year. And that, of course, comes on the heels of a rash of tests last year.
Correspondent Will Ripley is in Pyongyang.
The test of this, given the fact that the USS Carl Vinson Carrier Strike Group is approaching the waters off the Korean Peninsula, is certainly North Korea trying to send a message to the United States that they are trying to develop these missiles that could be fired at U.S. warships.
Not surprisingly, President Trump reacted on Twitter. He said North Korea disrespected China by testing the missile. I'm Christopher Cruz. The major financial indices advanced for the month of April, even after drifting lower Friday.
The major indexes have all gained ground for the month, driven by strong earnings, with about half the companies in the S&P 500 already posting their quarterly profits. More than two-thirds have topped estimates so far. That sent the S&P 500 up almost 1% for April and 1.5% for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped by 2% this week and rose more than 1% for the month. And the Nasdaq, which touched another intraday high, soared almost 2.5% for both the trading week and April. I'm Ann Cates.
Controversial running back Joe Mixon has been selected by the Cincinnati Bengals as the 48th overall pick in the second round of the 2017 NFL draft. In 2014, Mixon was convicted of misdemeanor assault for punching a woman, fracturing bones in her face. And police in D.C. are expecting a huge People's Climate March today. The march to start at the Capitol, then move to the White House. I'm Christopher Cruz.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
It was 25 years ago today that rioters took to the streets of Los Angeles, angry about the verdicts in the Rodney King beating trial.
Not guilty of the crime of assault by force, likely to produce great bodily injury and with a deadly weapon.
All four white LAPD officers acquitted of the caught-on-tape beating of Rodney King. People angry took to the streets, breaking into stores, looting, setting them on fire, throwing rocks at cars, stopping cars, assaulting drivers. White truck driver Reginald Denny pulled from his truck, beaten within an inch of his life. The city burned for several days. The question is, are things better? A recent Loyola Marymount University study shows 6 out of 10 Angelenos believe another riot like the one 25 years ago is likely in the next 5 years. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Time Incorporated says it is not for sale. The company that owns the magazine, as well as Sports Illustrated, ended months of speculation Friday with the announcement. The company's share price promptly dropped almost 19%. I'm Christopher Cruz.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
Plenty of sunshine, a good breeze out of the southwest, especially gusty in the higher elevations, high 91. Feels even warmer thanks to that high humidity, and that helps to create those isolated showers and storms Sunday as well. Sunday will be just a tad bit cooler, 87, but still feeling warmer because of that high humidity or rain and storms that'll be here early next week. From the VLT Local A Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Heather Haley.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer. I'm so happy to be with you this morning. Kick back, pour your favorite cup of PG Tips tea with agave nectar and coconut milk. Maybe a little cup of coffee, maybe a little latte, whatever your favorite warm beverage is. And just relax. We got a great show ahead for you today. First hour, we're going to be talking about docks with Mike Truitt from Truitt Electric. Dock safety, most specifically, and I think it's going to be surprising to you the things that you hear. And then next hour, we're going to be talking about geothermal, the geothermal process and how that heats and cools your home. What's the difference between what you may have now and the geothermal option? So just a great show lined up for you today. If you miss it, you can go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com. Go to the weekend shows and then scroll down a little bit to Around the House. And once you enter that page, you'll see our podcasts and you can click on it by topic. So there are lots of great things for you to review. If you miss a particular point that you really wanted to get, we've made that available to you. All right, Mike Truitt, welcome back to Around the House. Glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
great topic. Great topic. I thank you for bringing this to our attention. I think there are so many things when you build a home or when you live on a lake that you have to think about. Maybe electricity on a dock isn't the number one priority, but it should be a high priority.
You know, and it should. And, you know, part of the reason I brought this up, you know, there's going to be some code changes coming up, but Tennessee's in an area that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people may remember, you know, in 2012, Nodine and Nate up in Morristown, where they said two young boys got electrocuted.
Yes.
And, you know, actually five other adults were also hospitalized from that incident.
Really?
Yes. And so that, you know, that basically occurred in basically the area of a houseboat where a wire became frayed on a houseboat and introduced electricity in that water environment. Of course, you know, these two young boys at that point were electrocuted. And Tennessee's kind of a unique area because, you know, actually, you know, that prompted some legislation. And so the state in 14 passed a No Detonate Act. And what that essentially mandated is, like, every marina in the state had to basically go through a process of inspections.
The whole state?
The entire state.
Wow.
And that's still ongoing. So basically between 2015, 2017 is when these inspections are occurring. So they're ongoing now.
Okay.
Some marinas have been inspected. Some are still in that process of being inspected.
Okay.
And basically what they were mandating is at that point, all these marinas had to be brought up to 2011 electrical code. Because, you know, what they kind of found is, you know, a lot of the, you know, all these marinas had a lot of electrical work done over the years.
Yes.
And none had ever been inspected.
Ah. So as they added on, maybe added more slips, things like that. Whoa, that's not good.
And, you know, now speaking to some inspectors, there were, you know, and there were some they had talked about, you know, there were some marinas out there that an electrical inspector hadn't been there in 40 years.
Wow.
The whole time, you know, they're in their jurisdiction. So they'd never actually come out there.
Wow.
And so you basically had a lot of situations where people were installing electricity, you know, in proximity of water. And people realize too that on these docks, you'll have electricity running through water. You have conductors that are literally running or submerged in the water.
Hmm.
And so you had the situation that a lot of these areas were basically never inspected, you know, and so they never were brought to
the And after 40 income. Years, who knows what's going on with
exactly.
thread wires or cut wires
and,
or...
Yeah, and due to this tragedy, I mean, Tennessee now, this process, like every 5 years, these marinas have to go through a re-inspection process.
Okay.
On those re-inspection processes through there. So Tennessee is, you know, kind of unusual, and, like, you know, because of this tragedy, our state's probably you know, in one of the few years we're much further ahead than a lot of the other areas.
Okay.
And basically kind of promoting, these kind of safety areas around these marinas and those areas like through that.
Hmm. Okay. So what I'm hearing you say, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. These marinas are out on the water. Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing their thing. The electrical inspectors, unless they're adding on a restaurant or something, which would require another big load.
Yeah.
They're kind of just assuming everything is status quo.
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, electrical inspector, if their permit has not been pulled and they haven't been alerted, they don't necessarily know to go out there.
Right.
You cover areas and, it's like the same thing. If somebody builds a house in a neighborhood, you may not know about it. You're covering a fairly large area. These inspectors are covering an account, part of an entire county.
Yeah.
And so,
about Knox County and how many places.
And so all these things can occur, without their knowledge of being put in there. And, they found that happened in many circumstances the docks, they added slips, without inspections, those natures.
Okay. What about the houseboats that are up on Norris? Did they have to all go through inspections or
houseboats
did they voluntarily?
Houseboats do not. Cause basically all the inspector can inspect, they're allowed to inspect is what's on that premise. So the people that have houseboats.
On the dock.
On the dock. So somebody has a houseboat coming in.
Okay.
To those. Now, what the 11 code required is basically, prior to 011, docks do not have to have ground fault protection for the electrical equipment. And there's a reason for that.
Okay.
Cause basically, in all electrical systems, there's some degree of leakage. Because basically you have current, typically in an ideal world, if I have 10 amps of current going out of my hot, I have 10 amps of current going back.
Right.
Well, typically that's not exactly what hurts. You'll have some amount of leakage that'll go to either ground or go to the environment.
Okay.
And what's kind of, if you have, 50 houseboats through there, that they run through there, just actually, over the entire system, there can be a lot of leakage.
Hmm.
And so before they didn't require ground fault protection. The 011, they start requiring ground fault protection. For basically those box. So basically, at the electrical panels to have the ground fault protection for the boat slips. And once you got a certain amount of leakage through there, uh-huh. that would basically trip those breakers.
Okay. So what you're saying uh-huh. is it's really dependent on you as a homeowner to, if you've had a dock for a while, to go out and take a look at what the situation is out there. But if you're in a marina and it's an older marina, what would I, as a boat owner, be looking for?
Well, as a boat owner through there, this is probably something you can, it's a really easy test to know how much, leakage your own vehicle has.
Okay.
It's not a hard test to do. Basically, I'm sure people see them at, a Home Depot, the little clamp meters,
sure.
they basically, measure the current. Now, the ones you buy there, can't measure the small variances because a very small amount of leakage is dangerous. Because basically above about 0.2 milliamps, and above is a point where you can, basically 0.2 to 0.7 is a point where your muscles can start contracting.
Really?
And do there. Cause basically, oddly enough, a lot of, danger of electrocutions with water is not your heart stopping. It's electrical drowning. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, your muscles seize up and then you drown. When you get above like 0.7 to 0.100, milliamps, that's when your heart can actually start stopping.
So it doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't.
An interaction or a leak.
It doesn't take much of a leakage.
Wow.
And so, it's real simple. It's always a base of a meter. It clamps around your conductors.
Okay.
Now, like I say, there's really, in electrical, there's really two types of leakage. You have one, a leakage to your ground bar, or you have leakage to an environment.
Okay.
The danger you're looking for is that leakage to the environment.
Right. The water, specifically.
Exactly. And so we could test your houseboat in a matter of basically 5 minutes.
Really?
And tell you, if I was the owner of a houseboat, because again, in the case of the No Indian Nate Act there, in that instance, the fault, they found there was nothing wrong with the marina.
Mm.
Now, it's like the same thing, if it was up to the 11 codes, it would have had a ground fault protection that would have tripped, and that never would have occurred.
Okay.
But at the time of it being built, at that time, that code was not effect. So technically speaking,
it was
no fault of the marina. The electrical fault was on the houseboat. So technically speaking, at that time, what would have been the code, there wasn't a problem with the electrical system of the marina itself.
Now, is this the one where the father jumped in and then he passed too?
Well, the father didn't pass. Now, there ended up being five other adults that got went to the hospital.
Wow.
You know, there was basically, you know, three had to stay overnight. Two were men that day.
Five,
you know,
they the father, all jumped in.
Everybody jumped in. Somebody eventually shut off the breaker inside the houseboat.
Mm.
And so the electricity was coming from the houseboat.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, we could come out, you know, and just do a test in 10 minutes and tell you, are you leaking any current into your environment? So in that environment, in a houseboat situation, is the water.
Yeah. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. If you have a question about electrical or about a dock situation, this is a great time to call in with Mike Truitt here this morning live here on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKR. Somewhere got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair.
Only worry in the world is a tide gonna reach my chair. In the mood for a little afternoon delight?
Ooh.
We've got you covered. Halloran Hilton Hill weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Are armadillos, moles, and skunks destroying your lawn or garden? Bonide has the answer. Bonide's Mole Max is a very effective all-natural repellent for armadillos, moles, voles, skunks, and most other small burrowing animals. When applied 3 to 4 times a year, Mole Max makes these pesky critters go away and stay away. Because it's all-natural, Mole Max is safe to use in areas where children and pets play. Mole Max is available in a 10-pound bag to cover 5,000 square feet of lawn or in a convenient 5-pound shaker applicator for flower or vegetable gardens. Mole Max is also available in a quart size ready to spray liquid with a built-in hose end sprayer. Make nuisance animals go away and stay away with all natural Mole Max. Bonide products are family made in America. Find Mole Max from Bonide at the following fine retailers: your local Farmers Co-op, the Barn Nursery in Chattanooga, and at Stockdale's in Hickson. Or visit Bonide.com for a retailer near you.
Hi, this is Yvonka Landis, and do I have a house for you? Are you looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in North Knoxville under $200,000? I have a house for you. Or are you wanting to build a home? I have lots for you. The Landis team is a family business that will use our real estate sales experience, appraisal service, and mortgage knowledge to help you buy or sell your home. Call 660-1186 or YvonkaSalesRealEstate.com. I have a house for you.
Yvonka Landis is an affiliated broker with Realty Executive Associates.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Glad you're with us this morning. We have Mike Truitt live in studio. Mike Truitt is an electrician aficionado, I guess I would say.
Yes.
You lead a crew of how many guys?
Actual guys in the field, 20.
20. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of responsibility. And we were talking off air about how you are always keeping up with the next code to come in.
Yes.
And you're kind of trying to stay ahead of the game. And then you teach every week to these guys, don't you?
Yes. We also teach, like, I give them basic condensed code manual because you've seen an electrical code book. It's 1,000 pages. And so I have one, you know, and some of it's relevant to the work they do.
Sure.
So I break it down. We have an employee manual that has all the pertinent codes that they're going to encounter in those situations. And so I have that them also. But we do weekly meetings to go over code issues, any mistakes they ran across. And so we do that based as a quality control measure. And make sure the knowledge is getting out there.
And with the power of a cell phone, you can take a picture of an incident that you run into and talk about, put it up and say, let's look at what's wrong with this situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're constantly re-educated.
Exactly.
Constantly. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. Okay, so Mike Truitt, where are you located? You just moved yesterday?
We just moved, yeah. We just moved, actually finished the move yesterday. So, and so it's been an interesting week. I'm a little bit tired. I got to go in to do a finish up a little bit. But yeah, we're now located over on the Center Park Drive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're really very central.
Yes, we are.
Easy to get on Pellissippi.
Yeah, very
get
central.
Anywhere.
It's a great location for us.
Yeah. And we're neighbors. I'm right over on Perimeter Park.
Okay. Yeah, we are then.
Yeah. I'll come by and see you. All right. So we're talking about dock safety and new codes for docks.
Yeah.
And I want to invite you to call us and ask your questions at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Mm. All right. We talked a little bit about the Noah Dean and Nate Act. Yes. And what happened up in Norris and how that pushed the Tennessee codes ahead.
Yes.
In some instances, ahead of a lot of other states.
Yes.
For
yes,
codes. There are more coming down the pike.
Yes, there are more coming down with basically, you know, coming down, you know, whenever Tennessee gets around to adopting it back, I would assume probably my guesstimation next several months.
Really?
There. And the biggest change that's going to have occurring is basically, you know, prior to the 2014 code cycle, you know, residential docks, you know, they're not to follow the codes of marinas, but considered commercial docks.
What?
In
really?
2000, really. And so in 2014, all codes that apply for commercial docks and marinas will begin applying for residential docks also.
Okay. So break that down a little bit for us.
Before you break that down, so basically, you know, the biggest change is going to be a couple of different wiring methods change on those. In commercial docks, basically all your wiring has to be in conduit. And you have to have an insulated ground wire.
Okay.
You know, before on residential docks, you didn't have to occur that. I'm sure people have seen.
You could just use ground contact wire.
Yeah, they've seen, they know that you have to use wiring that's proof for wet locations.
Right.
I'm sure people are used to seeing, you know, that kind of gray wire at Home Depot.
Sure.
That's an exterior rated wire. But it doesn't have basically, you know, an insulated ground. And the big reason for that is generally a lot of equipment, you know, you have the most likely place for you to get leakage in a system is actually to the ground wire. If your ground wire is insulated, then there's, you know, then the likelihood of that leaking to the environment is low.
Okay.
If it's not insulated, you have a higher chance of that leaking into the environment.
So the big change is that this ground wire is going to be insulated as opposed to right now.
It can be in a base that UFR, which is in the base of that plastic encased wire.
Right. And now it has to be in conduit.
Yes.
Or will have to
That's
be in
more,
conduit.
But probably the biggest change they're going to have is that now residential docks, like commercials, will have to have ground fault protection.
They don't have that now?
Not at a certain level. If I have an outlet on a residential dock, that has to be, now that has to be wired for wet location. That has to be a GFI.
Right.
But my panels on there, the wiring going to my lights, that does not have to be ground fault protected.
What about a hoist?
The hoist on those, depending, in most situations, those will have GFI protection on those.
Okay.
Most hoists have those built in.
Okay.
But you have actually a lot of wiring within that dock. So based on my wiring going to my outlet, that path there is, there's no ground fault protection on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my hoist, when I plug my points in, the outlet is ground fault protected. My wiring going to that outlet is not. And basically, when I come on docks now, basically, once I'm on that dock, all wiring, my ground fault protection will have to be in my panel. So all wiring leaving that panel will have to have ground fault protection. And that's actually a very good thing because, you know, my outlet is GFI protected, but if I have a nick in my wire,
mm-hmm.
At that point, I nick my wire, and usually it's those wires coming out of the panel or to the panel. Those are the ones that are really more likely to be either in water or contact with water.
Right.
And so at that point, that wiring there would have to have that ground fault protection.
Okay, so I know I've seen docks. There is no panel out there. There is no panel.
It's some docks have no panel. Some would be fed from the shoreline at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
At that point, your ground fault protection would be at that shoreline.
Okay. So basically, somewhere there has to be a ground fault.
Currently, no.
Wow.
Currently, no. Just my individual outlets and devices have to be. But again, my wire running, you know, from my shore, going out and feeding all my different devices, there's no requirements for ground fault protection on that.
What about the wire running from the house?
The house
dock.
There?
The
house
buried dock, in the ground.
Currently, no. So basically, the point you would want that ground fault protection to occur, because technically speaking, you're supposed to have a disconnect, shoreline disconnect, or that panel on the dock there.
Sure.
It's basically when that wire starts entering the water, you really do want ground fault protection.
Yeah.
It's
kind of common sense.
I think you're going to find a lot of people upset because, you know, the ground fault protection, those particular protection devices, I mean, they're not inexpensive. I mean, they're basically around $400.
For the panel.
For that device.
For the ground fault protection.
That ground fault protection
in
device.
The panel.
Yeah, in the device, around
$400. $400.
Ooh. They are. And so I think a lot of people are going.
Is this a breaker?
It's basically a device that ties into a breaker.
Okay.
It's basically a monitoring device. And so, really, as far as, you know, as residentials, you know, on a residential station, you might be able to buy off a GFCI breaker.
Okay.
You know, that's actually because it basically has a higher level protection.
Well, that's what I was thought you were talking about. But
there's a difference in, because a GFCI breaker, it will trip between 5 milliamps and 7 milliamps.
Okay.
For docks, your trip level has to be and when 2014 comes up, it'll be 30 milliamps. And so, for a residential application, I would probably, you know, tell customers, you know, since you don't have a lot of boats plugging in there to that.
Right.
So the reason, you know, for marinas, it's a little bit higher.
Oh, sure.
Is because of nuisance trips. You know, if I start having, you know, 7 or 8 boats plug in, and I'll have a very minute leakage, well, you add all that up, and that might get about 30. But if you have, like, one boat at your house, I would probably tell customers, you know, you can go a lot cheaper, GFCI. You technically have higher level protection. And I wouldn't go
with the GFCI.
Yes.
Yes.
And I wouldn't go to a ground fault protection device unless you're finding you were having a lot of nuisance trips where you might have leakage greater than 7 milliamps, but, you know, below that 30. Because it's really above that 30 is where you need those danger
zones.
That's
where the damage
that's where you can get into situations where you have that electrocution drowning.
Right.
Where your muscles can seize.
Okay.
And so I would initially, you know, because basically we can install the application, test your leakage and say, hey, you're really not going to trip on that. If you ever do run a problem, we can replace this with this more expensive device. Okay. As far as residential, actually, the cost is not going to add a lot. A GFCI breaker, typically, they only cost, you know, $70 to $100, depending on the amperage. So that's a little bit
less. And how many breakers are typically on a dock?
On docks, there's, you know, most docks we have, you know, they'll typically run between 5 and 10. But you can install one breaker to cover the entire dock, and that would be the best way to address it. Because basically, again, all the wiring coming out of that will have to be protected.
Right.
And so you'll have to have one for the entire panel.
Okay.
So basically, at that point, you won't be and honestly, as far as a bridge, like, you know, the cost will probably even out some. Because then I won't have to reinstall, you know, if I do a GFCI breaker, I won't have to install a GFC plus because everything will be GFCI protected. Everything will be protected.
Okay, I want to interrupt you for just a second. Sorry. Let's talk about some places, a lot of places around here with lakes. There's a lot of docks.
Oh, Tennessee,
all
I think.
Together.
Yeah, we have, I forget the number. There's tens of thousands
of
docks.
It's crazy.
And the docks in our surrounding area.
With the TVA system.
Yeah, there's tens of thousands of docks in our surrounding area.
Okay. So if one dock has a problem, is it going to affect the entire area? How far does this charge go?
To give an example of that, I mean, typically, past 100 yards, it'll dissipate. Because basically, you know, typically speaking, you know.
That's a football field.
Well, that's just your most extreme example. And the reason I use that, because basically all commercial marinas, they had to have a signpost. And it's also a really easy way to know if the marina you're going to, has it been inspected yet? They're supposed to have a large signpost and no swimming, danger of electrocution within 100 yards.
Whoa.
And so if you want to know if the marina you're going to has been inspected, if you see that sign, you know that it's been inspected and it's been brought up to current codes. If you don't see that sign, there's a chance it hasn't. They're required to hide that. Now, that 100 yards is basically, they set that level because really at no point past that is it really feasibly possible.
Okay.
And in most cases, it's going to be a much closer proximity. You were talking really just, you know, in the, you know, immediate vicinity of the area.
Right.
But the thing is, you know, well, basically, I want to top and bring this up because, you know, most people have docks. Even if you don't own a dock, you know, a lot of people have children that visit somebody that do.
And they jump off the dock.
And so the area they're getting on is, you know, the 100 yards, they go that far, but they're going to be at that dock.
Exactly.
And honestly,
the slide and the jet
there's a much higher swimming around residential docks.
Sure.
Then commercials, in all honesty, in marinas.
Of course.
Because everybody that has a dock at some point, you know, they're basically, you know, magnets for children because they're immensely fun.
Well, they're too fun, yeah.
And nobody, you know, really, you know, especially in the residential, a lot of those have never been inspected by any type of electrical inspector just from the way docks are built.
Really?
Just because, you know, they do pull a dock permit, but, you know, I just know in the construction process, a lot of times your house gets built, it's finished, your dock is finished later. A lot of people have those bar, they never call back the electrical inspectors to do final inspections.
They have the permit.
They had the permit. They got power to the dock because their house had a final.
Right.
And so they never bring an inspector back for that at that point. Well, or you can have a dock permit, and you know, and your dock permit is for the structure of the dock. You don't have to have wiring
exactly,
on a dock.
Exactly, right.
And so some dock, not all docks have electrical wiring. And so you can get through your whole dock, have it completed, then people will come in and wire them. And it's like, eh, never call the electrical inspectors.
Right.
And so you have a lot of these residential docks that have never been inspected. And I think, you know, add another layer to it, you know, a lot of home inspectors don't really know how to inspect a dock. I mean, because really, and they don't really honestly don't have the equipment. Most electricians don't have the piece of equipment you need to really do an actual dock inspection. Because really, just doing a visual inspection of a dock's not really going to tell you the information that's really pertinent.
Sure.
You need to test it for if it's leaking.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, you know, most docks will have some portion of their wiring is going to be submerged.
Right.
It's going to be in conduit. Well, you don't know the condition of that wiring inside that conduit by visual inspection. You cannot see that.
You've got to meter it.
The true way to test it is to test, well, do I have any current leaking in here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, that's really, you know, and that's why, you know, it's a real simple test. You can have it done in 10 minutes. It's low cost. And without, you know, going through there, spending hours in the dock, the biggest question, do I have current leaking? That's your be all and end all of if you have a problem. And that can be done in a very simple process. But nobody knows to have that done. And most docks out there that say that test has never been done on the docks out there we have in circulation.
All right. Wow. Forewarned is forearmed.
Yes.
656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Next, coming up, we're going to talk about steps you can take to ensure that your private dock is safe. When we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
It's back and better than ever. Hal and Phil Off the Record 4, live at the historical Bijou Theater on Gay Street, Tuesday, May 2nd, with special guests from the Comedy Barn, the hilarious comedian Eric Lambert, and three-time world champion juggler Niels Dunker. Also from Nashville, musical guest David Francisco, plus our own Phil Williams takes the stage with Knoxville School of Rock. Don't miss the entertainment, the laughter. Hal and Phil Off the Record, May 2nd, 7 p.m.
Off the Record is sponsored in part by Fox and Farmer, Shea Design Studio, and Knoxville Safe.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. The question I get asked most of the time is, how do I know I need a general contractor? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to take your project through design, shopping with an interior designer, professional planning, management, and communication from the pre-construction meeting to the final cleanup. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
I'm Jeff Jarnigan, and I used to be a club kid at the Boys and Girls Clubs. I know the impact that the clubs make on kids. Join Philip Fulmer and his special guest, Dion Grant, for the 18th annual Philip Fulmer Golf Classic, May 5th at Avalon Golf and Country Club. All proceeds benefit Boys and Girls Clubs of the Tennessee Valley, and your fun day of golf will help cultivate tomorrow's leaders. Boys and Girls Clubs help create great futures by acting as an advocate for our community's youth. Join us May 5th and show your support of our club kids. Find out more at NewsTalk987.com.
3C Concrete would like to thank East Tennessee for your support since 2005 as they expand their services with 3C Garage Design. They now go beyond their beautiful concrete coatings to complete the garage makeover with quality custom cabinets with a lifetime warranty. Your free estimate includes a computer design to help you visualize your dream garage. For garage floors and now garage cabinets and storage, make one call to 3C Garage Design at 865-984-8276 or 3cgaragedesign.com. That's the number 3, letter C, Garage Design.
Plenty of sunshine, a good breeze out of the southwest, especially gusty in the higher elevations, high 91. Feels even warmer thanks to that high humidity, and that helps to create those isolated showers and storms Sunday as well. Sunday will be just a tad bit cooler, 87, but still feeling warmer because of that high humidity or rain and storms that'll be here early next week. From the VLT Local A Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Heather Haley.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and you're listening to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. This is a great show. There's lots of information here today about docks and dock safety. And as we approach spring, there might be some things that you want to check if you do have some things that you need to check and you need some help, Mike Truitt from Truitt Electric is in the house right now live. If you want to get a hold of him during the week or his crew, you can reach them at 549-7015, 549-7015, or go to truittelectric.com, T-R-U-I-T-T, electric.com. If you want to listen to the show content again, because there's been many, many things talked about here, ways of heading things off of the past, what's coming down the pike, you can go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com, and then go to the weekend shows, click on Around the House and scroll down. You will find us, the podcast after the show. Adam, our awesome producer, is going to be able to load those up for us on the website by topic so that you can research the information on your own. Let's talk about spring coming.
Yes.
Okay. The water's warming up. I'm getting ready to go swimming with my children at a dock that my friend asked me to come onto. And now that I've heard the show, I'm a little nervous about that. And I want to be able to know that my children are safe because nobody's been in the water all year. This is maybe the first time someone was in the water. What, as a parent or as a grandparent, can I look for to make sure that that's not going to be a problem?
I mean, realistically, on those, where are you going in there too? You know, if somebody has my qualified, come and look for that. The only thing you probably look for, you know, if there's a main panel, what you're going to know for sure is, you know, if there's a GFCI breaker. And you can tell the difference on those because they'll basically, you know, those will have basically, you know, a yellow little tab on there. I'm sure people have seen some of the arc faults in there, the breakers that have a little button there onto those.
So you can reset
that. The only way you're going to know for sure that, you know, the only way you're going to know for sure on those is if, you know, the main power supply going to dock has that GFCI or, you know, breaker on those. It's more likely installed. Majority of all don't. And again, you know, this is not something, you know, that, you know, that is, you know, there's not a lot of people, you know, dying from this, but, you know, there's close to 40 to 100 cases a year of people drowning, you know, from this. But the bad thing about something like this is why, you know, no one even so heartbreaking because you feel so safe about it. You know, it's not something that's a common occurrence, but when it occurs, you always find out, well, it's a very simple fix to avoid. You know, again, and that's what, you know, got a lot of push on, like, even for the Marine Act. That's why I got so much impetus behind it is people realize, well, we can install this one device here and that would have stopped it all. You know, and it would have given total protection. This never could have occurred. And then so, you know, and that's what kind of, you know, is kind of tragic about this when it brings up people. I mean, you know, it's the same situation, even if it's not your own children. You know, we get areas where fishermen come around, they get the lure cut in your dock. People enter waters around your devices.
Good point.
And so even, you know, if you don't have that happen, you know, I mean, I'm sure people would feel awful if their dock, you know, end up, you know, based at some situation where somebody got killed because of their property.
Right.
You know, you probably wouldn't necessarily be open to, you know, a large form of litigation. I'm a lawyer on that point, but I just know people would feel terrible realizing if I would have spent $100 to install this, well, none of this would have occurred. And, you know, it's a very simple
thing.
And
the thing is, you can't see it.
No, you can't.
When it leaks, you don't know until it's a problem.
Yeah, and there's no way because everything will on your dock will operate fine. It will not be literally to that point you're in that water or feeling something is the first indication you're going to have at that point there is a problem.
Right.
You know, and that's the same thing. You know, again, you know, these aren't high occurrences, but when they occur, they get pretty bad.
All right. So just as an adult, if I put my foot in the water and I don't feel anything, is that safe?
Most likely, yeah. I mean, at that point, in that area.
I mean,
area,
I'm just trying to, you know, I don't want to ask my friend, can I see your ground fault circuit?
Well, in that area, I mean, in that area, you know, at that point, likely, if it's a really bad situation, you could just stick your foot in there, you know, damage. But again, you know, as far as those, you'll discover that range.
Okay.
Because basically, you know, there is that, you know, that range of, you know, that conductive, you know, what point where it won't necessarily, you know, enough current in there where it'll freeze your muscles, but not stop your heart.
Right.
You know, stop your heart.
But if it freezes your muscles and you're a child that, you know,
it doesn't have a
life jacket on, that's a problem.
And you know, and just as far as resistance, children, you know, the fact that they are shorter, have a little bit less natural resistance than adults do.
Okay, so simply stated, if you're concerned about it, and you know,
at that point, you're less likely to face damage to your child just because you are a larger individual. There's basically more length, you know, to you on that point there.
Wow.
And so, as far as that, you know, that's my test on those. But, you know, I do want to point out there, I mean, you know, this is something, you know, that people have, they have a potential problem because, you know, anytime you introduce, you know, electricity and water.
And wire.
There's basically a high potential of problems on theirs. You know, and again, it's not something that people necessarily think about a lot. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly.
A lot of times.
But we have all these codes around pools.
We do. We have a lot of, you know, codes around pools are very stringent on those and in that situation.
Uh-huh.
And it's because, you know, and the reason they are so stringent on those is because of, you know, that danger of basing on that water and electricity.
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know, but, you know, part of that reason is pools are, you know, and some reason part of that is pools are more prevalent than docks. Is okay. Part of the reason for that, you know, just logistically speaking.
Not in East Tennessee.
not in East Tennessee. Again, exactly. you're absolutely correct about that.
Yeah.
If you look across the country, there's some areas, you know, that, you know, they're basically, you know, a lake. What's a lake? You know, there's nobody's around. Right. Our areas, you know, is very different on that aspect.
Mm.
And so that is something that has just really lagged behind because, you know, with pools, there's a lot of natural system in place. You know, any piece of electrical equipment associated with your pool has to be on a GFCI breaker.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of, you know, bonding systems tied to every piece of metal in your pool and your decking surface.
Bonding systems.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Basically, you know, every potential piece of metal in a pool is linked together.
Really? To cause it to ground?
It's not as to cause ground. It's basically what voltage is created by potentials and differences. I'm sure everybody's, you know, has basically scoot across carpet and touch your doorknob.
Yeah, of course.
That can occur in this natural environment. So basically, like in a pool, the surface underneath you has ground while running through it.
Uh-huh.
And so, because basically the reason you get shocked is your potential difference, and now is it different with your environment, things within your environment. That's where that static shock comes from. You know, in a bonding
when
situation.
When you're wet,
yes.
Changes
so,
everything.
Yeah. And so basically in a pool bonding, they're basically, since everything's together, there's no potential difference. There's no way for voltage to be created.
Ah.
If voltage is not created, then the current will not flow.
Okay.
And that's that thing. It's basically, you know, if a little experiment, if you actually want to go through, you could actually run ground wires underneath your carpet, bond it to your doorknob, and you never get static shocked again. But that's an odd little point of contention. You can,
electrician.
Yeah,
Mike.
If it really bugs you, you can actually solve that problem. But they had that associated with pools. It just, that level of stringency never carried over to docks.
Mm.
And I think that's too, just over the years, you know, once upon a time, a dock was just a piece of wood out there, you know.
Yeah.
Then people start realizing, wow, I really enjoy my dock. It'd be nice to have an outlet out here.
And I'd like a little music.
Yeah, it'd be nice if I could pull my boat out of the water.
Yeah.
And so that's really a situation that, you know, the codes, you know, kind of fell behind. And they're catching up now. But that was a situation where basically codes fell behind.
All right, so you're saying, am I hearing you say that in the future when you put wire out for the first time or power out to a dock,
yes,
it wouldn't be a bad idea to make sure that that ground wire or that wire is run through an electrical conduit.
It is.
It's a good safety measure.
It is a good safety measure.
You can
weed
whack it eventually.
Well, in that too, in docks, you know, especially the area, there's a lot of debris that comes through there.
Oh, driftwood, sure.
I mean, driftwood through there and boats around. That's something too. I mean, you know, that's why really, you know, installing some, you know, some ground fall protection on docks, it's really a good idea. Cause I mean, I got there and, you know, like tomorrow and, you know, I had that and I said, well, your dock's fine. Well, your dock's fine today.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, same thing. Kids with jet skis coming. There's a lot of things on docks that can get hit and damaged.
Yes. And knocked and nicked.
And knocked in there. I mean, you know.
Or loosened.
Anybody's ever seen a dock on a main channel, I mean, they're just a magnet for driftwood.
Yeah.
I mean, they just massively accumulate through there.
Mm.
You know, and so, you know, if you have a dock, if you're buying a house that has one, you know, that was something before you buy it, ask the seller, make that a condition. At that point, it's real easy to do that. Make that a condition of you buying that.
That there's a GFCI.
That's been inspected. I mean,
oh, okay.
Make sure that's been inspected. Know what you're getting into.
All right.
And basically, at that point, you know, the biggest thing I think people take away this, you want to know what you're getting into. You're basically getting into. You know, and, you know, and something, you know, is, you know, because, you know, life is full of risks, you know, and so there's, you know, nobody wants to go out in the world and be scared of everything.
Right.
But basically, some things are real easy to assess, you know, and I think this, you know, I'll bring this up because it's a very real easy thing to assess. Like I said, I mean, it's a 10-minute test. It's the basic for somebody to tell you, is my dock a potential problem? They never even have to step foot on your dock. They just basically hook a load up, test your wire, and all they have to go through all your dock and wiring. I can say, well, there's no leakage in your dock at all.
I mean, however, like what you just said was that if it's not in conduit, it's safe today.
Exactly.
But to really make sure that it's safe, especially if you're a new dock owner or just thinking about running power out to your dock for the first time, take the extra time and what little expense. It's just not that much money to run conduit.
No.
You're going to have to bury that wire low enough anyway to keep it away from weed eating and things like that. Yeah. So you might as well just lay that pipe in there too.
Yeah, and install that the groundfall protection.
Yes,
I mean, that's going to basically, you know, protect you from any condition that might arise in the future.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your final questions when we return with Mike Truitt from Truitt Electric here on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Do you have deer coming into your yard eating your vegetables, flowers, fruit trees, or all of your shrubbery? If so, Bonide has a product to solve that problem. The new Sentinel Deer Repellent System. Sentinels are easy to use with no mixing or spraying necessary. Each package contains 6 green diffuser bottles that will blend in with your plants and have enough repellent to last all year long. Sentinel Deer Repellent will protect the entire plant, including all the new growth, and will not wash off with heavy rain, so there's no need to keep reapplying. Bonide Sentinels are a revolutionary new deer repellent system unlike anything on the market today. And it's people and pet safe. Why wait? Stop feeding the deer and start repelling them with Bonide Sentinels Deer Repellent. Bonide products are family made in America. Look for Sentinels at these fine retailers. Your local farmers co-op. At Evergreen Home and Garden in Kingsport. And at Tri-State Growers in Mountain City. Or visit Bonide.com for a retailer near you. The Grayson Subaru Inventory Reduction Event is going on now. Over 200 cars on the lot, and they all must go. So Grayson has marked down their entire inventory of Subarus to the lowest price of the year. Don't let this opportunity slip by. Outbacks, Legacies, Foresters, Crosstracks, Imprezas, WRX, and BRZs. You've been thinking about getting a new Subaru, and the time to act is now during the Inventory Reduction Event at Grayson Subaru on Kingston Pike or GraysonSubaru.com. Grayson Subaru, a name you can trust.
My precious baby boy, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And you've already shown the whole world how strong you are. You gave us quite a scare, but we knew you were in the best hands. The doctors and nurses said you were extra special, and it's true. Daddy and I are so proud of you.
When you're expecting, expect the best. The Neonatal Intensive Care Unit at Children's Hospital.
When you feel the need to get it off your chest, we got you covered. State your case with George Korda, Sundays noon to 3 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Thank you for making us the number one listen to show on the weekends. Just very proud to have you as our guest every Saturday from 7 to 9 here on News Talk 98.7. Next up, we have Charles, and Charles has a great question for us as we talk with Mike Truitt from Truitt Electric. Let's see if I can get him on the line here. Good morning, Charles. Welcome to Around the House.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello? Did I lose you?
No, I think I'm here. It just seems like it has a lag.
Okay, it does. If your radio's up, just turn it down. But go ahead. It's off. Okay, good. Good deal. What can I do for you?
I had the question about grounding, but it had to do with the wiring coming from the meter base on the land going to a houseboat.
Ah, good question.
But basically, you know, coming from, you know, basically you'll have a meter, then at some point, you know, if you have a houseboat, most docks will basically have a pedestal where you're basically tying into. And then, you know, at that point, there should be, you know, a ground running go from there to the base of the panel of your houseboat. Then basically anything metal in your houseboat should also be bonded at that point, too. So basically, you know, at your panel and through there and all metal surfaces basically should be bonded together. They have a wire tying those through there. And again, that's, you know, to prevent, you know, potential, you know, differences in energy there to create voltage. And so all that should be there.
So what if you have a steel hull captain's houseboat?
If, I mean, if you're, you know, if you're, you know, boat, you know, think about coming from the factory, those metal, all those, the hull would basically, you know, be bonded at a certain point. You know, again, the, you know, the situations you run into is, you know, people buy houseboats over the year, you know, that people
start
work on them. Exactly. You know, they start basically remodeling those at that point too. And the ideal of basically having, you know, that hull bonded is basically, if I have wire hit the hole, if I have a, you know, that point, a bonding wire going back to the panel, it's more likely for that current, instead of flowing into the environment, to flow back through that grounding wire, back to the source. Because, you know, all electricity returns to source at some point. At some point, you basically want to give it a neat, nice, easy path that's not you, is a general ideal. And so, you know, the reason you want that hole, you know, basically have a bond, so it needs to have a wire attaching it to your panel, which is then tied to that ground wire going back to your meter. So it has a good path to source. So at that point, if you have a fall condition and your hull gets electrified, you want somewhere it's a little easier to go back to the environment. Because usually the environment is not the best source back. And so you might have a little bit out in there, but it's not the best source to get back there.
You following that, Charles?
Yes. Okay. As far as checking to see if anything is leaking into the water around the houseboat, how would an electrician go about testing that?
What you do is, you know, you basically have a clamp meter. And what a clamp meter does, it basically, you know, it measures current. Now, you can't just go to Home Depot and buy the ones. So the ones at Home Depot, they'll measure up down to 150 milliamps. Basically, below that, they can't detect it. And so they do have some on the market. We have some that will, you know, they will tick down to basically a thousandth of a milliamp. So, you know, if it's 0.05 milliamps, it would show up on that. And basically what you're looking for, what you really want to test, like your big nut and bolt test, is basically how much do I have any current leaking into the environment? And so basically you'll put your clamp meter around all conductors. If you take your ones from Home Depot and do that, they'll usually read zero because basically technically what they're reading is the magnetic field that the current produces. And magnetic fields always rotate right. So as your current's going out and going back in on a normal situation, clamp meter, they'll cancel each other out as far as the reading. If I have something going to the environment, I'll still have a little bit of a difference. Well, one measures that difference of what's going out and what's coming back. And so, like I said, it's a very simple test because most houseboats, you know, you'll have a cord that attaches to your dock power. All you got to do is put a clamp around that meter, hit test, and in 30 seconds, I can tell you, do you have any voltage that's leaking into the environment?
Okay, well, hold on now. Charles, I'm a little confused. Maybe you're not. Yeah. But I want to ask if you're clamping the meter at the dock and at what's running into the house or into the houseboat or from the meter in the houseboat out into the houseboat.
To basically test it on those, you want to basically, you know, the power feeding that houseboat. That's the point. Because basically, you have a cord thing. Because usually, you know, at that point, you want to start there. Because, you know, your cord, it may be, you know, the leakage.
Because it's all returning anyway.
Yeah, because basically, that's the point of power is going out there. Right. First point where it's basically, okay, it's leaving the premise and going to that. That's the point you'd want to test it.
And because, you're saying that you need a little bit better than just a typical plant tester to really make sure on a house.
Because, the typical ones,
by water.
Because anybody can go anywhere and buy, you know, a clamp meter that measures amps, but they're not designed for that low-level sensitivity.
Okay, which is really important in water.
Well, it is, because, you know, I mean, your dad at 100 milliamps, it can't detect a difference up to 150. It's, you know, it's way past the danger zone. So if it picks it up, I mean, don't put your foot in the water. I mean, if it actually picks up a difference, you got major issues. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's time to shut down power. But
how you doing with that, Charles? Are you tracking with that?
Yes, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate the help.
No problem.
Great question. Thanks for joining Around the House. Enjoy your day. Thank you. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. If you want to talk to Mike Truitt or have him come out and check your situation on the dock or really any electrical, you can reach him at 549-7015, 549-7015, or go to truittelectric.com, T-R-U-I-T-T, electric.com. All right. How does water make electricity more dangerous? How does that happen?
Well, typically, actually, you know, our body actually has a nice little protection layer for it. It's our skin.
Okay.
Under situations where I have dry skin, I'll have, depending on your person, anywhere from 200 to 500,000 ohms of resistance. That's why, you know, I've talked to electricians. We get shocked all the time. I mean, we're constantly.
I know you
we
guys
get shocked
do.
All the time. But, you know, you're just seeing there's not, you know, every time you walk in a house, there's not a dead electrician. But because basically, you know, our skins, you know, it offers a high level. It's actually a pretty decent insulator, oddly enough. It's actually a pretty decent insulator.
Okay.
Oddly enough. Now, my natural situation where I have, you know 500,000 ohms resistance, if I get wet, that drops down to 1,000. And at that point, it's much easier for current to flow through me at that point.
Okay.
Because basically, once you get past my skin, my body has very low resistance.
Sure.
Basically, your blood and internal organs.
It's liquid.
It's about 100 ohms of resistance. Once electricity gets into you, there's no resistance to it. So current flows very freely. And so that's basically, water lowers your resistance and allows electricity to get past your skin.
Thank you for explaining that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
All right, so the moral of the story is, if you have a dock, check it out.
Exactly.
If you're unsure if it's safe,
check it out.
You can call Truitt Electric.
Yeah.
Or call a licensed electrician before you put your family in that situation.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking about purchasing a home, have your dock inspected, or a dock if you're purchasing a home with a dock. Have it inspected before you purchase it so you know what you're up to.
Exactly.
Thank you for being here, Mike.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For having me.
All right. If you want to get a hold of Mike Truitt at Truitt Electric, you can reach him at 549-7015, 549-7015, or go to truittelectric.com, T-R-U-I-T-T, electric.com. Don't go away. We got another really interesting hour coming up after a news break. This is the show for you when we return with the next hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
These days, news happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Adam Litton.
Employment growth was up over 2% in tax revenue.
And Bob Yarbrough.
A 3-0 decision. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the Trump
administration.
Make up
East Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
The blazing brass. The soulful singing.
What goes up?
The unmistakable sound of blood,
down.
Sweat, and tears.
Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking
May 6th on the new Sentinel Pop Series, legendary Grammy winners Blood, Sweat, and Tears join the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra for their greatest hits. American Idol finalist Bo Bice fronts the band for Spinning Wheel, You've Made Me So Very Happy, and more. Order your tickets today online at KnoxvilleSymphony.com or call 291-3310 and charge by phone.
Lucretia McEvil, little girl, what's your game?
May 6th in the Civic Auditorium, the legendary Blood, Sweat, and Tears with the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra. Call 291-3310 for tickets. Sponsored by Thermal Label Warehouse.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BowlandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BowlandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
This is the News on Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville. We've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Another failed launch. Another executive order. I'm Christopher Cruz. It's the third missile failure this month for North Korea. Correspondent Will Ripley is in Pyongyang.
Our intelligence indicates that this missile is probably another KN-17. So again, this would be a land-based ballistic missile launched from a mobile launcher.
The missile failed early Saturday local time. On Twitter, President Trump said North Korea had disrespected the wishes of China with the missile test. Correspondent Alexandra Field in Seoul.
President Donald Trump has been leaning heavily on China and the Chinese president to use China's economic leverage here in the region in order to force pressure on North Korea that he believes could lead to a de-escalation of tensions.
Mr. Trump will mark his 100th day in office with the signing of an executive order telling the Commerce Department of the U.S. Trade Representative to study the country's trade agreements. He'll sign the order at a shovel factory in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania today, then will speak at a campaign-style event in Harrisburg. I'm Christopher Cruz. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told the U.N. Security Council Friday that there should be new economic sanctions on North Korea. Tillerson told the council the more we bide our time, the sooner we will run out of it. During President Trump's first 100 days in office, he used Twitter to bypass conventional means of communication and reaches millions of followers. Correspondent Karen Kafa looks back at a few of the tweets.
Among the most controversial of his presidential tweets came on an early morning in March, the claim that President Obama had wiretapped Trump Tower during the 2016 election. Before a congressional panel later in the month, FBI Director James Comey said he had no information to support the claim in the president's tweets.
And the two Special Forces soldiers killed in a firefight in Afghanistan this week were likely killed by friendly fire. The Pentagon says the families of the two young men were told that. It also says dozens of ISIS fighters were killed in the operation. I'm Christopher Cruz.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
This spring Saturday might be a good day to go through your medicine cabinet and get rid of some old drugs. But correspondent Steve Kastenbaum says don't flush them.
Today is a great day to clean out your medicine cabinet, but don't flush away old pills or throw them into the trash. It's National Prescription Drug Takeback Day. The DEA has partnered with institutions across the country to make it easy for you to turn in your old drugs. Now, why is that important? Given the opioid addiction crisis in the country, officials say it's extremely important to properly dispose of prescription painkillers. There's also an environmental impact. A recent study found the hormone estrogen in fish caught in the Great Lakes. It's believed medications wound up in the water after being flushed down the toilet. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Aretha Franklin released the single Respect 50 years ago today. It spent 2 weeks at the top of the Billboard Pop Singles chart. I'm Christopher Cruz.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
Plenty of sunshine, a good breeze out of the southwest, especially gusty in the higher elevations, high 91. Feels even warmer thanks to that high humidity, and that helps to create those isolated showers and storms Sunday as well. Sunday will be just a tad bit cooler, 87, but still feeling warmer because of that high humidity or rain and storms that'll be here early next week. From the VLT Local A Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Heather Haley.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer. Thanks for waking up with us this Saturday morning. It's going to be a hot one. I've heard highs at 91 right now. It's mid-60s at 8:05 this morning on this Saturday morning. We're live in studio. Have a great second hour for you. Terry Donald is here with me from Haverty's Furniture. Haverty's has been in business a long time, and they make most, or if not all, of their own furniture. And I think that's interesting because in the world of disposable furniture, when I walked into Haverty's, I knew I had seen something special. So thanks for being here, Terry.
Well, Dawn, thanks for letting me on your show. I really appreciate it. It's a great opportunity to be able to help, you know, customers decide what they're looking for.
Well, and that's it. I think it's puzzling. You know, we start out with garage sale furniture, most of us anyway.
Right. You know? Right.
And then we kind of get to, well, maybe we can go to the wholesale furniture places.
Sure. You know?
And finally, we get to a place where we really want something that maybe we can pass to our children.
Correct.
Or we're going to sit on it and it's not going to make all kinds of noises. Or the cushion isn't going to squish in the first 6 months that
right.
we use it.
Yep.
You know, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about today is how, first of all, how do we know what kind of furniture is out there? Because it has changed if you haven't shopped in the last few years.
The furniture has changed. It's furniture qualities have diversified greatly ever since 2007 when the stock markets crashed and a lot of the companies went out of business.
Really?
And a lot of them went overseas to get their furniture built. All in attempts to cut costs and save money.
Yeah, and it seems like, just like some of the other things we talk about here on this show, the big box stores in furnishings, I hate to say this, I'll probably be in trouble for this, but they kind of feel like disposable furniture. and there's nothing wrong with that. If you want the furniture for 1, 2, 3 years and then you want to change it out, maybe that's what you want.
Absolutely. What we call this in the industry is entry level furniture. It's generally for folks who are just getting out on their own, newlyweds, you know, that may not have enough money to really spend the money it takes to have really nice furniture, but maybe in 2 to 4 years, they're going to have enough establishment in their jobs and with their income savings to be able to buy, you know, the real furniture, as we say.
real furniture.
You know, these places that serve this type of a clientele, you know, they provide a great service.
Yeah, because we've got to have it.
It's a necessity, you know, but it's, you got to go in there with the understanding that this is not going to be something that's going to last you for 5 or 10 years.
I think that's really important. A lot of times there's financing involved, and you don't want to finance beyond the life of the furniture either.
That's true, and that is, unfortunately, that's the case with a lot of places, you know, that run 60 and 72 months financing and things. And unfortunately, you know, many times the furniture doesn't outlast the financing, and you don't want to still be paying on furniture that's wore out and have to go and buy new furniture.
Right. And that's why I decided to save for a while before I bought furniture. Because I just, you know, for me, I just couldn't find exactly what I wanted at, you know, that was going to last the way I wanted it to last. So part of the thing I decided to do was look around a little bit, because I wasn't sure exactly what style of furniture I wanted. I felt like when I saw it, I would know it.
Right.
But I wasn't really sure. Knoxville can be pretty traditional.
That's true.
I did not come from a traditional place. I came from the metropolitan area, suburb area of Detroit. So,
okay.
You know, there wasn't a lot of tradition there. It was always hopping and moving and shaking.
Right.
So what are we seeing now as far as taste goes with furniture? What are people asking for?
Well, taste is all individual, as it always will be. Knoxville, the styles and things are not going to be what you're going to find on the West Coast. Mm. Everything starts at the West Coast and comes to the East.
It does.
We are branching out into a little bit more things with customers and stuff. There are basically about four different types of styles that we have here in Knoxville. You're going to have your traditional furniture, which is what has been around for years.
Mm-hmm.
In the styles.
Like the Duncan Five, things like that. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's more just the when you have an arm that's just rolled over the top that comes from the back to the front, you know, skirted. You know, with a skirt underneath at the bottom of the furniture instead of the legs showing.
Ah, okay.
Those are more traditional types.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And then you've got mid-century furniture, which is more the modern style that's coming through. It's very streamlined. Mm. A lot of times it's lower profile. Legs are showing on it, and you have the cone-shaped legs or the very narrow tapered legs on those. No skirts.
Mm.
Then you've got more of a country style, which is a little bit more of a rustic kind of look.
Sure. Thicker woods.
Thicker woods. You're going to have some distressing on those, which is something that people like nowadays.
Sure.
And then the last thing is going to be more of a cottage style, like an English cottage type furniture.
Okay. Describe that for me.
That is going to be the traditional marker for that is called an English rolled arm, and that's where the arm doesn't roll from the left to the right on it, but it rolls from the front to the back. Or the back to the front and down to the cushion. And it's generally pleated across the top of that where it's rolling down.
Okay, I understand.
So it comes flat and then rolls down to the floor.
Hmm.
So, and generally you're going to have turned legs on that, which means it's been put on a lathe and shaped on a lathe with different shapes and things on the legs.
Okay. The other thing that we think about is, you know, we go on sources like House, HOUZZ.com, great resource, the largest collection of photos for homes in the world.
Absolutely.
Very impressive collection. And you see these things, but you don't know what the quality is.
That's right.
So I want to talk about it. We'll begin this, and I may have to stop and start here, but let's talk about the quality of furniture today and how we differentiate, because it really isn't all about price.
Absolutely not.
When I think of price, it's important to know that a place like Haverty's that makes their own furniture is always going to be less than folks that have to buy furniture elsewhere and then bring it into their showrooms.
That's exactly right. And that's where the great value from Haverty's is going to come into play.
Mm.
Because you don't have to pay the middleman. That's a classic example of middleman buying. You know, other companies that sell all the different brands, you know. Unfortunately, what people don't realize is a lot of those, all the different brands, are made by a same central type manufacturer.
Really?
And what they're doing is they're paying an actress or a public figure, paying them for their name to underwrite that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the furniture styles and qualities are generally going to be a lot the same across the board on those. The thing about quality is, it's like a lot of things, you're going to get what you pay for.
Mm.
you're always going to be able to find something cheaper out there. But something I always tell my customers is, sure, you can find something cheaper, but you got to understand that cheap furniture, when you get that home, it's still going to be cheap furniture, okay?
Okay.
It's not going to have the longevity. If you want something that's going to last, like you did before, you save and get the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
That's what every financial advisor will tell you in the world is buy the best that you can afford when you buy so you don't have to worry about it.
Otherwise, you're going to end up buying it again and again and again, and that might not be the object. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up about furniture, quality. How do I tell one quality level from another? Well, we're going to answer that when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Waking up is hard to do. We've got you covered. Phil Williams, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted weeds that continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Well, the answer is Bonide Cleanup Weed and Grass Killer. Cleanup Weed and Grass Killer kills all unwanted weeds, grasses, and other plants to the root. The systemic action ensures that the unwanted plants do not regrow. Results can be seen in as little as a few days. Cleanup is great for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. By eliminating the weeds, your vegetables and flowers will get off to a better start. If you're thinking about renovating that weed-infested lawn area and starting all over again, Cleanup will kill all that you spray it on. Wait 7 days and reseed your lawn to get that picture-perfect lawn you've always wanted. Bonide Cleanup can be found at these fine retailers: The Garden Barn in Mountain City, at Rutledge Hardware in Rutledge, and at Burgess Farm and Feed in Benton. Or visit Bonide.com for a retailer near you. 3C Concrete would like to thank East Tennessee for your support since 2005 as they expand their services with 3C Garage Design. They now go beyond their beautiful concrete coatings to complete the garage makeover with quality custom cabinets with a lifetime warranty. Your free estimate includes a computer design to help you visualize your dream garage. For garage floors and now garage cabinets and storage, make one call to 3C Garage Design at 865-984-8276 or 3cgaragedesign.com. That's the number 3, letter C, Garage Design.
Hi, this is Yvonka Landis, and do I have a house for you? Are you looking for a house in Farragut? I have a house for you. Over 3,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2 acres in Farragut. I have a house for you. The Landis team is a family business that will use our real estate sales experience, appraisal service, and mortgage knowledge to help you buy or sell your home. Call 660-1186 or YvonkaSalesRealEstate.com. I have a house for you.
Yvonka Landis is an affiliated broker with Realty Executive Associates.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House. It's 8:17. Beautiful morning, mid-60s. Time to get things done earlier than later because it's going to be pretty warm today. High of 91. Glad you're here. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Terry Donald from Haverty's Furniture. Haverty's is located on Kingston Pike, just a little bit east of Pellissippi Parkway. Is that close?
Correct.
Okay. Terry Donald is here. Terry is a sales manager for Haverty's Furniture. Where is Haverty's home location?
That would be Atlanta.
Okay. And are they making their furniture there?
No, ma'am. We have got manufacturers, North Carolina, Mississippi. We do use some overseas manufacturers as well to build the furniture that we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's all built to our spec, and that's something else about, you know, when you're talking about quality, a lot of people think that if it's built in China, then it's just junk.
And
that's just, they're just like the United States. Not everything you buy from the United States is good quality.
Mm-hmm.
They build to whatever specification you tell them to build the product at.
Uh-huh.
If you're trying to save corners and cut costs, you know, or cut corners and save costs, then you're going to tell them, you know, how that you want it built, you know, at a lesser quality. That's where the press woods and the wafer boards and mm-hmm. things like that come into play instead of using hardwood. It also ties in with the temporary furniture that you were talking about, you know, our entry level.
Sure. And that's really important. All right, let's talk about, can we start with sofas? That's something that we use every day.
Oh, it is. It's probably the key most important piece of furniture in your house next to your mattress.
All right. So walk us through how to identify quality, and when we see it, how will we know? How do we check?
These are the things you're going to do. And it's real important that you do this. Don't be afraid to put your hands on the furniture and stuff and check these things out. Okay. Then the customer or the furniture company and your salesperson is not going to have a problem with you doing that.
Okay.
First thing you want to do is you want to ask about the springs.
Hmm.
Okay. Is it going to be a sinuous spring, which is a spring that runs from the front to the back of the frame, and it's like a snake. It's okay. Just an S-type snake all the way to the back. They're generally about 2 inches wide, and they're steel.
Hmm.
The other spring is a coil spring, and those are just in a conical shape, and they coil wide at the top and narrow to the bottom, just like a mattress spring would be.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
So you want to ask about that, what kind of springs it has in it. One of the things that you're going to check for is, and this is a biggie, is it a solid wood frame?
Mm. Okay, let's back up to the springs for just a minute, if it's okay with you. When I lift up cushions on a couch, the springs are below the cushions.
Correct.
So when I push on that, can I actually feel the circular spring or the linear spring?
You will probably not feel the circular spring, but you will be able to feel that sinuous spring.
Ah, okay. So we're looking for the sinuous spring.
Correct.
As a measure of quality over the coil.
The coil is a better spring.
Oh, the coil is a better spring.
Yes. Coil is a better spring than the sinuous spring. The big thing about sinuous springs, and you won't find many that have, it's just going to be upper end furniture that's going to have the coil spring in it.
Okay.
The sinuous spring is what most companies use. The problem with it is how many they use and how far they space them.
Ah.
A typical piece of furniture, that spring is going to start about 4 to 6 inches in from the arm, where the arm goes to the base of the sofa in there on the inside.
Okay.
And then they're going to be 2 to 5 inches, well, actually probably about 4 to 5 inches apart.
Okay.
Is what the standard is. Okay. It makes a difference on how many's there. Harry's Furniture, when we build, we have most of our pieces and a lot of our pieces have got what we call independent seating. Mm. What that means is instead of having a flat cover that goes all the way across the base of the sofa inside under your cushions and all the coils in there, this is the type of sofa where if you sit in the middle of it, you know, some big guy sits in the middle like me, then everybody else kind of rolls to him, okay?
Okay.
Where independent seating has got dedicated springs for that particular cushion.
Okay.
And they're not attached to the other springs.
Oh, okay.
So somebody can sit in one. Yes, ma'am. One person can sit in one and not even affect the other, okay? They may not even feel the person sit down. That's how independent they are. The thing about it is those springs start at the very edge where the arm comes down.
Okay.
And they're only about 1.5 to 2 inches apart.
Oh.
So there's generally almost twice as many springs in the furniture that we build like that than there is in the standard furniture.
All right. That makes sense.
It makes a big difference.
In the comfort, the longevity.
Comfort, longevity. And when we build them, all of our springs are cross-tied together.
Mm.
So you're going to have three runs of ties in that base.
Mm.
What that does by cross-tying those sinuous springs is it keeps them from spreading. So spreading is what causes your holes in your sofa. when you sit down someplace and you feel like you go to the bottom, that's because the coil spread is separated. This keeps that from happening. And not every place does it. These are areas where they cut costs.
See, and that's why we're here. That's why we invited you here, is to define these things so that we can see these things and note these things while we're shopping.
Right.
And then, of course, that all adjusts for budget. All right. If you want to join this conversation, we want to hear from you. It's 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We are live in studio with Terry Donald, sales manager for Haverty's Furniture here in Knoxville on Kingston Pike. And we're talking about quality and how to define quality. Right now, we're talking about sofas. But if you have a question about furniture, maybe it's even used furniture. Terry's been doing furniture for 30 years and really understands furniture. Give us a call, 656-8255. Okay, we talked about the springs, and then you mentioned the solid wood frame. Now, everything's kind of covered, so how do I know this is a solid wood frame? Even the bottom can be covered.
It is, and most of these are cased, what we call encased like that. Some of the furniture nowadays, it's going to be really, really inexpensive furniture that's not going to have a cover on the bottom. And you have to go by, you've got to ask about it, and your salesperson, hopefully he'll be honest with you and tell you what it's built from. Because there's really not a whole lot of ways that you can check things out like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a little, they call it a dust cover. I think it's a way to hide some things. So if it is solid wood, do I ask what kind of wood?
It's you want to know whether it's hardwood or softwood.
There you go. Okay.
You want to know whether it's presswood, wafer board, plywood. Plywood is a great thing.
Plywood's strong.
Plywood actually is better than solid hardwood.
Yes.
So that's a wonderful piece that's made from that. The biggest thing, I guess, is to tell what kind of quality furniture that you're getting from a retailer is look at the reviews online.
Oh, there you go.
The reviews online tell you a lot about what's going on.
Okay.
And Harry's is proud of the reviews that we have.
Mm. And you have many, many stores. It's not just Knoxville.
We've got 128 stores.
Wow.
We've been around for 132 years.
Mm.
We're publicly traded on New York Stock Exchange. We're one of the largest retailers of furniture in the country.
Mm.
Our CEO, and this is what's amazing. You want to talk about American. Our CEO is still a original Harry's family member.
No way.
After 132 years.
How many generations do you know? It's got to be four.
It's at least four.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, wow. That's
amazing.
That's interesting. Okay. So now we've talked about, you ask if it's hardwood and you ask if it's solid wood. Then you ask if it's hardwood or plywood or pressed wood.
Right.
And these will all affect the longevity. What about the way they're joined?
Now,
the frames
are generally going to be joined. You're also going to have, like with a lot of Havery's furniture, it's going to be a frame within a frame.
Oh.
Okay. So what that is we're going to have the hardwood frame, and there will be maybe some plywood construction in that.
Sure.
Inside of that, a lot of our furniture is going to have a steel frame inside of that.
Ah, that was my next question, is what about steel?
Now, the importance of that is, these coils that we talked about, those sinuous coils, most manufacturers that you're going to find out there with these other stores, that sinuous coil is stapled into the wood at the ends. That's how it's attached.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Havery's doesn't do that. We take that piece, that end of that coil, and it's wrapped in a piece of steel, and it is mounted into that steel, and then that steel is bolted into the end of that wood, screwed into the wood.
Okay.
What that means is it's not going to pull free.
Right.
Over years worth of time.
Staples are rough. They just are not long for the world.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Harry's, that's why Harry's is known as generational furniture. People hand it down to their kids, their grandkids. Harry's, even when you're talking about used furniture, if you sell something on one of the local listing services out here, you know, online or what have you, and you tell them it's Harry's furniture, it's going to command a higher price and it's going to sell really quickly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, and it's so quiet. Haverty's is a quiet company. I don't hear a lot about Haverty's in the paper, online. I mean, you can look online, they have a better presence. But even listening to television or radio, they're just really standing on quality.
Haverty's really bases a lot of their, get out there type work is done through word of mouth. There again, it's generational. You know,
gotcha.
Grandparents coming in, great grandparents. We got their kids. We got the grandkids all coming in and buying furniture because, you know, grandma had this and we know it lasted through us. So we know it's going to be great furniture.
And it's not grandma's furniture that you're buying. It's
exactly
furniture
right.
That's evolved into today's styles, which I could not find when I first got here until I got to Haverty's. All right, let's talk about cushions.
Sure.
And how do I know that this cushion's going to hold up?
Well, the cushion is very important. There's several different types of densities of foam. Haverty's is only going to use the best quality foams. That's going to be a 1.8, 1.9, or a 2.0. And what that the density tells you how firm the cushion is going to be. It also tells you the higher the density number, the more longevity you're going to get out of that cushion.
Okay.
Another thing to be concerned with is a lot of companies out here are using a petroleum-based foam.
Okay.
Which means it's derived out of petroleum. It's sure. like all vinyls and plastics and things like that generally come from a petroleum product.
Okay.
Heritage uses the majority of their foams are soy-based. So they don't have the degassing and things like a lot of other companies do, which is, you know, that's when we get so concerned about what our kids are breathing and what we're breathing in the house.
So much formaldehyde and things today.
Exactly.
So that outgassing is really important.
And the other thing about it is, you know, a lot of things that you're going to find out there nowadays that people are so concerned about is the flame retardant.
Mm.
This flame retardant has been, your medical associations have condemned this flame retardant mm-hmm. as causing birth defects and all kinds of things in kids and stuff. And we use no flame retardants on our furniture.
Okay. So we talked about foam, and I'm up against a break, but I want to talk about the material that you purchased, because that is a huge choice. Is it leather? Is it fabric? You know, how do we do that?
That, again, comes into lifestyle and what your personal choice is.
Sure.
You know, when we were kids, my parents always got leather because it was, you could wipe it off. You didn't have to worry about staining. You didn't have to worry about, you know, a lot of different things with leather. And leather is more durable than anything else out there.
Mm-hmm.
But fabrics may be a better choice for you because leathers have a tendency to have, you know, temperature ranges and things like that. Fabric is going to be, to some degree, a little bit more comfortable because fabric will stretch when you sit in it, where okay. leather is going to be a hide. It's going to stay, you know, like it is. It will flex, you know, over time.
Mm-hmm.
Another big benefit of leather is that it patinas. It becomes more beautiful as it wears on,
yeah.
you know, where fabric wears out.
But leather is not leather like I remember it as a child. Leather was thick.
Correct.
And when you sat on it, you felt like you sat on a hide of an animal. Today, it kind of feels different. What is that?
Well, it's just simply how the world is cutting costs down.
Okay.
You know, those old hides like that they used to use, if you were to get, you know, furniture in that today, you'd probably be paying about $8,000 or $9,000 for a sofa.
Mm-hmm.
And today, what Harry's does in leather is the vast majority of the leather we have is top grain. Top grain is actually, it's the surface of the leather. It's the exposed part of the hide.
Okay.
That is the outside
of the
animal.
It's the pretty part, really.
Exactly. And just like our skin, you look at part of our skin on our arms, look at what is on our legs, and that texture is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way with cattle. So that texture is going to be different. And what we do is we pick the most beautiful parts of the hide to build the furniture surfaces with,
mm-hmm.
okay? The backs on the furniture that we have that is leather all the way around, which is hard to find nowadays because
yes.
the majority of manufacturers are vinyl on the sides and back.
Sides and back.
And it's called a vinyl match, okay?
Okay.
Nothing wrong with it. It works. It serves the purpose, but it's not as good as having all leather.
Mm.
But it's a cost saver there again. The backs of our furniture that we have that's leather all the way around, it's called split hide. And the split hide is the next layer down underneath the top grain. Hide is very thick.
Right.
Okay. That hide, you'll find it's usually pieced in about a 10 to 12, 14 inch pieces on
okay.
the backs and around the sides of the furniture. Because what they're using is the split hide is what's going to be left over after they do the pretty pieces.
Sure.
And so they use that to fill with.
Sure. So it's still excellent quality leather.
Haverty's leather is Italian. It's Italian leather.
Now, why is that important?
Well, it's different places, you know, different types of hide and stuff. You can get qualities ranges from different things, and a lot of that comes from how the cattle is handled.
Okay.
So, in general, Italian leather has always been the best hide out there, the most supple, the softest, the best, prettiest, and that's what Harry's tries to do.
It really makes a difference. All right, and then when we talk, I'm going to take a break. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Coming up, we're going to be talking about fabrics, about durability, about selections, about color. When we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tennessee's source for news.
The third time in 2 months, a federal judge knocking down an immigration order by President Trump.
Bringing you the latest every day.
Two are under arrest in Hamblin County, charged in a pair of robberies.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You know, John Gardner and his team at Dickens Turfin Landscape Supply, they have a showroom above all showrooms. They have all of their zero turns from Toro on display, blowers, weed whackers, you name it. They've even got trimming tools. Not only that, but these are the tools and the equipment that professionals buy when they come into Dickens. You're actually able to go into a, what I would consider a wholesaler, look at the products. You can even drive some of the zero-turn mowers. John Gardner and his team are turf managers. They also provide you with a plan to conduct your yard like a symphony so that you always have the best turf in the neighborhood. Don't go anywhere else. Go to where the professionals buy. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, located on Balm Drive in Bearden. If you haven't been there, you owe yourself a short drive to Balm Drive. Toro experts with a full parts and service center for all your Toro needs. Come by where the professionals buy. Call 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply.
This has been a paid endorsement.
If you want to make your own website, then you'll have a website. If you use Slamdot, you'll get results. Yeah, you'll get more than a website. You'll get education. You'll get coaching. Slamdot is very affordable and has been locally owned and operated for over 10 years. Slamdot, the highest rated digital marketing company in Knoxville. Oh, people like Keller and Hilton Hill and great businesses use it. 238-5600, that's the number, or slamdot.com, websites that work.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Many homeowners are not aware that about 14 professional trades are involved with a typical kitchen remodeling project. Would you know who to call, how to manage those trades, and how to keep them on budget? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to design, manage, and complete your home remodeling project. Expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
Plenty of sunshine, a good breeze out of the southwest, especially gusty in the higher elevations, high 91. Feels even warmer thanks to that high humidity, and that helps to create those isolated showers and storms Sunday as well. Sunday will be just a tad bit cooler, 87, but still feeling warmer because of that high humidity or rain and storms that'll be here early next week. From the VLT Local A Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Heather Haley.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. 8:36 now. We're live in studio talking to Terry Donald, the sales manager for Knoxville's Haverty's Furniture, located on, actually it's 9641 Kingston Pike. Terry has been in and around the furniture business for a very long time. Is it 30 years? Is that what you told me?
I've not been actually in furniture sales for that long, but I have handled furniture since about 1985.
Okay. Okay. So you really do have a deep understanding of furniture. To get a hold of Terry during the week, I want to give you this number. It's 843-754-1651. 843-754-1651. You know, these things, yes, you can find a lot of the things that we're talking about on the internet, but you're not going to hear it from someone live that really has this kind of a knowledge base unless you go to a Haverty's and talk to someone that's been doing this for a really long time. A good way to respond, a good way to let someone know what you've heard today, if they are not able to listen, is to let them know that we podcast all of our shows. You can go to newstalk987.com. That's newstalk987.com. Go to the weekend shows, click on Around the House, and as you bring that page up, you'll see our podcast by topic. Adam Litton, our producer and just extraordinaire producer, we'll be loading that up after the show. So if you know someone that's shopping for furniture, this would be a great time to stop into Haverty's and ask for Terry Donald. All right. First up, we have Bill, and Bill has a question for us. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning, and thank you again, Don, for having such a great guest on.
Thank you.
Learning a lot about furniture, which I don't normally buy, or we don't normally buy in the house, but my question is, and it's I'm very curious about when you do go shopping. You've given us a lot of good things to look for and get and confuse ourselves about when we go shopping because of all the different things to think about. I know, especially when you start talking about the fabrics and stuff, how it. Haverty's, is that a name brand of furniture, like compared to, and I don't know other name brands very well. The only one that comes to my mind is like Thomasville in North Carolina, you know, all those manufacturers out there. Can you compare and contrast Haverty's furniture with, say, name brands that are, say, better name brands, like U.S. made furniture?
I sure can, Bill. And one of the unfortunate things is there's not a whole lot of U.S. made brands anymore. Most of those companies went out of business and moved overseas, but where they used to all be centered in High Point and Hickory, North Carolina, and things. Absolutely, Haverty's is their own brand. We have the furniture built to our specifications at the manufacturing facilities that we use. Quality wise, there's only one other brand that we will carry. We used to carry all different name brands. And when in 2007, when the businesses all went down, we couldn't guarantee what kind of quality we were getting from one month to the next. So Haverty's decided, you know what? We're going to build our own. We're large enough. We're big enough. We should have done this years ago, and they went ahead and did that. Never looked back. It's been wonderful. But we do carry one other brand out there, and it is a high-quality brand. It's called Bernhardt. Bernhardt is some of the best furniture in the country, and they are the only company that builds furniture to the quality of Haverty's. Now, here's the difference. Because we don't have to, you know, these other companies, they have to pay Bernhardt, Thomasville, Kincaid, some of these other different names that you see out there, Broyhill, you know, which I think actually is out of business. A lot of them are out of business. Lane went out of business. They have to pay them, you know, their profit margin, and then they have to mark it up again to get their profit out of it, right? This is classic middleman selling. Since we build it, you don't have to pay that. What you will find in, say, a full leather sofa at Haverty's will run you maybe $3,500 on the upper end. That same sofa that you may find around town might run you $5,000 to $6,000.
Wow.
So that's what the difference is. But the quality is bar none. It's some of the best in the business.
Well, thank you so much for explaining that, because it's so difficult to find out this information unless you just talk to people or listen to the radio, Dawn Show. You know? And that is, it's great information, and you have really sold me on Haverty's because, like you said, you buy the best that you can afford.
That's right.
And it just lasts forever. In fact, I'm getting tired of the furniture we have because it hasn't worn out like other furniture we've had in the past. Mm-hmm. But great show, great discussion. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate your call very much. Enjoy your weekend.
Right. You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Join us. This conversation is talking right now about how to identify quality furniture. Terry Donald, sales manager for Haverty's Furniture, is in-house, and we are live taking your calls at 656-8255. All right, one other thing you wanted to talk about leather, because we kind of broke down the cushions and the foam,
right?
And then we got into the leather. What else did you want to bring up?
This is probably one of the number one ways that companies will cut corners to sell leather. You may see something, and quite frankly, a lot of companies copy Haverty designs.
Really?
They do. We have found other companies that will have something similar, very similar to what we have, but it will be shorter, it'll be lightweight, and weight of furniture tells you a lot about the quality. If it's lightweight furniture, it's not going to be built out of solids or steels. Okay?
Ah, good point.
So pick it up. Pick up the end of the sofa, you know, see what the weight is. But the big thing about leather is there's two different basic types of leather. As far as the way that it is tanned.
Okay.
And that means putting the color on the leather.
Okay.
You have a topical surface, which is called a non-aniline. Okay? Non-aniline. What that means is they'll cut the hide to measure, and then they'll go ahead and hang the hide, and they'll use a gun with dye in it, and they'll spray that hide.
Okay.
They let it dry, and then they wrap the furniture with it, okay? The other option is non-aniline or semi-aniline. I'm sorry, aniline or semi-aniline.
Okay.
Non-aniline is the one that's sprayed. Semi or aniline is the one that's the other one. This is the one you want to go to. A semi-aniline or aniline dyed leather means it's put into a hot vat of dye.
Ah.
It's soaked there for several hours.
The whole hide.
The entire hide. And this permeates the dye all the way through the hide.
Hmm.
Okay? And it's a more expensive process. But here's the benefit. You will not have any of the flaking, fading, or wearing off of the leather color.
Mm.
Okay, if you scratch it, it's still going to be the same color under the scratch. Whereas you take a non-aniline hide,
mm-hmm.
you scratch it, it's going to be a different color.
And it doesn't
It will
come
wear
back.
Off, uh-huh. it will flake, it will fade out. And I'm sure we've all bought furniture and been like, why is it doing that?
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
And this is where you buy, you know, cut costs. You know, a sofa like that, maybe $500-$700 less than one that is a aniline or semi-aniline. Okay.
Wow.
So it's important that you ask if it's aniline or non-aniline.
You know, this is talking to you is like interviewing a contractor in my business, because I tell people all the time, interview contractors, talk to them, ask them questions. If they don't know these details, they may not be the person you're looking for.
Right.
If a furniture company doesn't know the details, if they can't talk to you about aniline, non-aniline, when you're buying a leather couch from them or a sofa, maybe that's not where you want to buy. Just from my opinion. Because if, like Bill says, I'm looking for furniture that is really going to last, that is going to be what I expect it to be 10 years from now, not, I wish... Why has this got all this color discoloration? All right, so can we move to fabric now?
Oh, please.
Okay, let's talk about fabric. Children, pets, I would assume that fabric would be your better choice with children and pets. Is that so?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Me personally, I would still recommend the leather.
Really?
The only other thing I would probably offer would be... We probably go to the polyurethane that Havry's carries. It's a polyurethane.
That's a fabric.
That is, it's called a performance fabric.
Okay.
And what it is, it's a polyester base with a polyurethane coating.
Okay.
Okay. So what that means is the polyurethane is a lot of people have heard things like bonded leather.
Yes.
And vinyl.
Yes.
Okay. These are the products that, quite frankly, they're horrible products. Because what happens is over time, the polymers evaporate out of this.
Oh.
They'll draw up and pop and crack and peel.
Uh-huh.
How many times have you bought a piece of furniture, somebody's told you it's leather, and it winds up peeling like that, you know, and you say, this is not leather. Bonded leather shouldn't even be called leather. Because here's the thing. You've got a piece of vinyl, which is your surface. You never touch leather on bonded leather.
And really? Then
there's no leather in that top. It's all vinyl.
Oh. And that's why it feels funny.
Here's where the rubber meets the road. The glue between that's underneath that vinyl has leather fiber in it.
What?
And that is applied to a cotton backing that is glued to.
Really?
That's why they can use the word leather in it. And I think it ought to be outlawed. It's just a travesty. Never buy anything that's bonded leather. You know, even if it's the cheapest thing and you can't afford any better, don't buy it.
Wait.
Because that stuff can start having issues 6 months down the road.
Wow.
It's not even going to last you for the time you want.
Oh, and you see it in, you know, resale shops all the time.
Oh, all the time.
Cracks everywhere. And that's bonded leather typically.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. That's
what's
going on.
Vinyl will do the same thing. Leather will not do that if you take care of it.
Yes. Okay? And what does that mean?
You have to put the preservative on it.
Okay.
Which Havry's carries it. It's through Guardsmen. It's through all of our protection and things
stuff.
That we do. It's the
mm-hmm.
best. We've been affiliated with them for, about 70 years.
Guardsmen.
So it's not a correct. Mm-hmm. It's not a fly-by-night company.
Right.
A lot of the other companies around here in town, you know, you ask them, you know, how long they've been with their protection plan. Oh, some of them have been through four or five in the last 5 or 6 years. It's unbelievable.
So that's a good question, too. How long have you been with your protection plan?
Correct. Now, the preservative, I know you're in a hurry, but the preservative is going to keep the oils in the leather, keep it soft, keep it supple, and keep it from cracking and fading and also folding, things like that.
We got too much to cover. You're going to have to come back. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Terry Donald's here, sales manager for Haverty's Furniture, taking your final calls when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted weeds that continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Well, the answer is Bonide Cleanup Weed and Grass Killer. Cleanup Weed and Grass Killer kills all unwanted weeds, grasses, and other plants to the root. The systemic action ensures that the unwanted plants do not regrow. Results can be seen in as little as a few days. Cleanup is great for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. By eliminating the weeds, your vegetables and flowers will get off to a better start. If you're thinking about renovating that weed-infested lawn area and starting all over again, Cleanup will kill all that you spray it on. Wait 7 days and reseed your lawn to get that picture-perfect lawn you've always wanted. Bonide Cleanup can be found at these fine retailers: at your local Farmers Co-op, at Mize Farm and Garden in Johnson City, and at Rocky Hill Hardware in Knoxville. Or visit Bonide.com for a retailer near you.
Over the years, we've seen and heard many heartbreaking stories about the dire poverty in rural Appalachian communities and how many of the children there have lost the hope and dreams of a successful future. There is no question that one of the most important ways to breaking the long-time cycle of poverty is by staying in school, doing their best, and graduating from high school. For some, there's opportunity to perhaps even continue their education at a technical school or college. I'm Emmett Thompson with the Mission of Hope, and our scholarship program serves high school students in rural communities where we assist local elementary schools. This year, we want to give more scholarships than ever before, but we truly need your help. If you'd like more information on how to donate to the Mission of Hope Scholarship Fund, please call us at 865-584-7571 or visit our website at missionofhope.org. Thank you for your support and for helping us encourage students to dream big and never lose hope.
The Tennessee Vols are kind of a big deal around here. We got you covered with daily sports reports and the Vol Report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Thanks for making us the most listened to show on the weekends. We're very proud of you guys for tuning in on a Saturday morning. Glad to bring you relevant information. This is the first time we've had a furniture company on Around the House, and what a treat. If you haven't been listening, you want to catch this podcast, go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com. After the show, click on Weekend Shows. Around the House will pop right up. Click on that page, and you will find our podcast by topic. The furniture piece is this is huge. We were saying on the break, Terry and I were talking during the break, and this information is information that you're not going to find on the internet. 90% of what we just said, and I've been reading for hours about how to buy furniture. This kind of stuff is just not in there. It's not in there. So thank you for that. Thanks for giving us some of that deep information.
Absolutely.
That we really need when we're making decisions.
It is.
Because just because we're not paying as much doesn't mean we're not getting as much. In
That's
fact,
right.
In this case, we're getting more.
Correct.
But we may not know what questions to ask. So this question about aniline dyed when, how the leather is dyed is huge.
It is.
Huge.
It is very key.
So now I want to move to fabrics.
Sure.
All right. We talked a little bit about polyester.
Right.
What else do we need to know about fabrics?
Well, probably the most durable fabric today out there is, and it's very popular, a lot of people like it. It's called microfiber. It's 100% polyester. It's very stain resistant, very water repellent. It's a really good product. There again, if you're not going to go with leather, right, and you've got kids, pets, that would be my recommendation.
Okay.
You go with the microfiber. Now, microfiber, a lot of people may have a misconception that microfiber will show handprints and things like that. You know,
and
where you sit on it, it's not a suede.
Okay.
It has a look a little bit like suede.
Okay.
A lot of places call it micro suede. The thing about it is microfiber actually can be woven in just a ton of different methods.
It's a great
and
material.
Different looks, different styles. So it's all microfiber. Doesn't show, you know, hand marks and where you sat at and things like that. So keep that in mind. We have several different microfibers on the floor, and they're just beautiful. Great quality product. To me, I think it's the best fabric that's come out since velour, if any of you oldsters out there know about that.
That's a great statement. That's funny. All right, Terry, we're short on time. We got about 3 minutes, so sure. I want to cover a couple things. One thing was we had a caller on the break that didn't want to go on the air that asked a question about, does Haverty's refinish old furniture?
No, ma'am.
No.
We don't. Okay. You will have to go to a aftermarket refinisher to do that.
Can you make some recommendations if they have questions?
Quite frankly, I honestly am not familiar enough with those companies here in town.
Okay.
Because and quite frankly, if I had something to be refinished, I'd do it myself.
I don't utilize
those guys. So I would just recommend you go to the reviews and check out, you know, who that company is.
Okay. Let's talk about design, because I made a big faux pas when I purchased my Amish furniture for my bedroom, which I dearly love. I love this furniture, but the bureau is a little bit big for the room. So talk about Haverty's design services.
We have a wonderful thing. It's called our in-home design, and our designer is Taylor, and she does a wonderful job. I mean, it's just amazing what this young lady does. We actually have, we will go out to the home, we'll measure your rooms for you, take photos. Mm. We have a 3D system that she will put all those information in.
And there's no charge for this.
There's no charge if you're buying Harry's furniture. Now, obviously, you know, that's what the thing is. You know,
right.
we want to sell you our furniture. You know,
so
we don't want to do the design and then you go buy something else. You know, it doesn't work that way.
But, right.
And it generally is within, you know, a 30 to 45 minute radius of our location, you know, as to where we will go.
Okay.
And we'll make an appointment for that. And then, we'll put everything together. You come back in a day or two and you can, decide on which pieces you like and which ones you don't. And we can make adjustments from there.
Well, speaking of great jobs, you did a great job for us today. Thank you for explaining so many details.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. Terry Donald, sales manager for Haverty's Furniture, located at 9641 Kingston Pike here in Knoxville, just east of Pellissippi Parkway on Kingston Pike. You can reach Terry at 843-754-1651. And you can reach us next week, same time, same channel, 7 to 9, here on Around the House. Stay tuned. We got a little bit of a news break, and then Jim Brogan, More Living, coming up here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Brother's got the night to keep me coming around.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hey, this is Dr. Jake Parrish from Victory Chiropractic and Wellness. There's a lot of people out there that have a health problem. You struggle with a health issue, and it gets to the point where you can no longer just deal with it, and you have to medicate it. And a lot of times those medications, they just cover up your symptoms and don't get to the root cause of the problems. Whether you're struggling with heart disease or fibromyalgia, maybe it's headaches or a digestive crisis, it could be cancer or even diabetes, we want to help you. And we want you to know also there's hope. There's so many people out there that you've been to the doctor, you have this diagnosis, and now you're hopeless. Well, I want you to know at Victory Chiropractic and Wellness, there's a lot of hope and we can help you. But I can't help you unless you're in the clinic. So call the office now. It's 865 865- 857-2600 and let us start walking you through a healthy, abundant life.
If you want to begin living a healthy, abundant life, call Victory Chiropractic and Wellness now for a free consultation and start on your path to a healthy, abundant life. Call 865-357-2600. That's 865-357-2600 or visit victoryhealthcenter.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.